What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Force Unscripted. Today we have a special guest for you, my friend Bill.
God, I'm so
he is an expert on Legends, just like we are. He's read all the books. Today we have a new segment that we're doing called Let's Talk Legends.
Let's Talk Fucking Legends.
Would you shut the fuck up so we can start?
I don't even know what we're gonna talk about.
Well, you better get your fucking shit together and
do so much in fucking Legends. Well, do you have an idea? Do we have anything to go with?
I like X-Wings.
X-Wings?
X-Wings.
Okay, sure. X-Wing, yeah, that's what we're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah,
that's our legend shit. Okay, I'm excited.
Yep.
I just finished. I read all of them like not even 2 months ago, so it's still fresh. And
I actually started redoing them about March of this year. It was my spring reading this year.
Where are you at right now? Did you finish?
I'm stuck on Isard's Revenge, which is where I usually kind of get stuck on when I try to read them. But it's just because for me, it follows a lot of the one of the big complaints that I have about it. The series is just how cartoonish the big bads are, and
Revenge is 7 or 8.
It's 8.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know which book you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. It's the one where they bring the Isard back as the clone because she got killed by Tycho.
Oh, that shit was so dumb.
And it falls into Stackpole turning into Michael Stackpole style of writing where there's got to be a Mary Sue in the story. And Corin really starts to manifest his I'm a Jedi out of nowhere powers. And I came from Stackpole from when he wrote for BattleTech. Then he left writing BattleTech mid-90s to go work on Rogue Squadron. And the first couple books were pretty solid. The third book, he started to get more into the Corin nonsense. And then the fourth book, he pulled back. And then, 5 through 7, they switch
Austin
over to Wraith. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, I prefer the Wraith books out of the series. I think they're
really
better. Yeah, I really do. Now I'll say that's excluding Starfighters, because Starfighters is just a fun
Starfighters that Adamar is, yes
yeah, Starfighters Adamar is there just to be a fun story. That's it's the equivalent of Star Trek 4, where we're just going to have a silly story and we're gonna make it work, and it's just a fun book.
Can we talk about that one first?
Sure. Now that one, it's been a while since I've read Starfighter, so I'm a little rusty on it. But I remember like the whole parade sequence with Wedge, Hobby, Wes, and Tycho, and just the interaction between the four of them that's what made the book, was just the way he was able to make them play off of each other.
Of those four, who's your favorite? I want to know, because I've loved all these books. I always wanted to know more about these characters, but I was so caught up with finishing like the main series of the Legends timelines that I've left these till last. Like I've only got like 7 more books and then I'm done with all of Legends, but like I saved these last, and I was so excited to like finally learn about like some of these supporting characters who I always wanted more, like, because they were in those main stories, but like this is like their glory years, and I'm so like I'm so happy to like read about them. So I want to know, of those four, who is your favorite?
My favorite is probably Wes Jansen, because he's just so snarky. The stunt he pulled on Wedge, where he made Wedge actually fly a TIE fighter with a stuffed Ewok in his lap.
Yup, yup, Commander!
Yup, yup.
Yup, yup, Commander!
Yeah. So, Wedge's story is pretty well fleshed out. He's more than just the guy who's in both the movies for about 10 minutes with a headshot where he's in a fighter. So, for him, you know, you've got him fleshed out already, and he's an approachable, you know, the Maverick kind of character. Except he's approachable, you know, he doesn't want the recognition for himself, he just wants his guys to come home alive. But of the other three, you know, Hobby can't keep an X-Wing under him to save his life. So You know, that's that was something that they kind of made a joke of in Starfighters, is how often Hobby crashes or gets shot down. Tycho, again, you know, he's a fairly well fleshed out character, but just of the ones that I like Jansen the best, because he's just entirely irreverent. Wedge's revenge for the Ewok was he ends up going into the officer's quarters basically buck naked in front of everybody. Yeah, and he took that. He's like, this is my punishment. He's like, yep, this is your punishment. Okay, I did it. So yeah, no, of the four, Wes is probably my favorite.
Okay. Winshi, what about you? Who's your favorite of the four?
Well, I'm gonna be real here. It's been like 15 years since I read these books.
Oh, someone didn't prepare.
Apparently, my memory is not as good as I thought it was gonna be. So yeah. You know what?
Okay, but you've read their other stuff too, so you could still have a favorite, because they come up in like Fate of all of the series, so they never leave the story, so you can still have an opinion. Oh yeah, without knowing them. So yeah, so that's bullshit excuse.
Yeah, the race follow all the way through like Second Galactic Civil War, I think.
Yeah,
give me a sec, okay? Give me a sec. No sec.
Pressure. Pressure. Unscripted. Come on. Unscripted. Now, you gonna give me shit about unscripted? Unscripted, bitch. Come on, go.
That's my point. We're gonna go with Wedge.
As long as he did it. He gave an answer.
I
was gonna make you apologize.
We're going. Look, man, I was trying to do some prep before this, and then my parents showed up and they got distracted, and now my prep's all out the window.
Excuses. All right, I'm gonna get mine. Possibly controversial pick. I don't know how we feel. I they're all cool, honestly. It does not matter who you pick from this group. They're like the elite of the elite when I think of, like, you know, fighter pilots and people who are just good at fucking war, like, honestly.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, so my answer is Tycho, actually. Tycho goes through some shit
does go through some shit, yes.
Like, and I mean, like, I understand, and the coincidences were so fucking just against him. Like, poor man never stood a chance, but like, Wedge always went to bat for him. He proved himself in the end, like, no questions asked. Did not slip up, did not falter. So I can have nothing but respect for that. And then he's got like innate regality of just being a surviving Alderaanian. Like, that's another, like, just plus for him there for me. So don't get me wrong, I love my Corellians. I really do. I promise I do. But like, that Alderaanian badasses, you know, like, for the most part, like, you got Bail and you got him and you got Leia, and then, you know, there's some other people, but like, they're just not in Legends. What's Raynar's family, whatever, they're Alderaanians. They have like a trading company. I don't really fuck with them, but like, Alderaanians are typically, you know, pretty fucking cool. The ones that aren't space dust, at least. Rest in peace.
Right.
Too soon, I think.
We're almost been many a moon at this point. I can't do math right now.
What are we, like, 15 years into Disney's reign now?
God, has it been that long? Yeah, it has that long, hasn't it?
Are we still getting over tragedies from the 70s? Because, you know, Star Wars.
Well, you know, some folks probably still are, but you know, they're the ones that realize what happened right after we faded to black at the end of Empire too.
I still can't believe that the film bros did not choose Empire as the best of the Star Wars movies. I don't understand that. I'm sorry.
Did you listen to that podcast?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that one, but that's flat out categorically wrong. And I won't say that about a lot of things, but saying Empire is not the best movie. Now, I get the Vader argument at the end of Rogue One.
They didn't even argue Rogue One.
Yeah, they didn't even argue Rogue One. Like, their top...
Rogue One wasn't even in their list.
Yo, their top three was, like, predominantly sequel movies from a film bro perspective, by the way.
Well, I mean, I'm glad they have that opinion. I don't necessarily share it, but I'll be honest, none of the sequel movies are even in the top of any of my lists.
The sequels aren't even in the top nine. I think there's
I don't know how you all feel about Solo. There are those who will give me shit about the fact that I did like Solo because I was there at the beginning. I was 5 years old when A New Hope came out, and I saw it in the theater.
I am old.
I've seen a lot of Star Wars has passed behind me. To me, Solo was just kind of a whole. This is a love letter for the original trilogy fans, and that's all it was supposed to be. There's not some cringy parts to it, but overall, I like Solo. And in a heist movie, I thought Solo was a good heist movie also. We're not talking like Ocean's 11 or anything like that, but for,
Andor,
for a heist
you know,
movie,
but...
yeah, or Andor, yeah. But, I mean, it kind of gave them a practice run at a heist movie, so... You know, to that, I thought it was good at what it did. And,
yeah,
I
never disliked Solo. Like, I thought it was, like you said, a good love letter. Like, I grew up on the original trilogy. And so, you know, seeing all the backstory, how he met Chewie, that kind of stuff, like, that was great for me.
Yeah,
yeah, these kids these days who are like, you know, they're growing up on the sequels and they think all the old stuff is horrible. And it's like half the new stuff is just copy pasted. Literally, even George Lucas himself said that fucking The Force Awakens is a copy paste of A New Hope. Mm-hmm. And like, if the guy who made the thing himself is saying you plagiarized his work, maybe, you know, maybe listen to him a little bit. I don't know.
The only reason that I, you know, the only argument that I would really accept of one of the other movies being better than Empire is the Vader scene at the end of Rogue One. Yeah, and that for even for people who had never, that was their first experience of a Star Wars movie in a theater, and seeing Vader's like, I saw
that shit don't
like,
make no sense. That scene don't make, that is Anakin Skywalker being petty. That is what that Vader scene is. There ain't no fucking air in space. How is his cape moving?
Well, you know, that's just how strong with the Force he is.
Yes, exactly. That motherfucker is using the Force to flex his cape for zero fucking reason except for to be dramatic. That's Anakin Skywalker. Well, wasn't Darth Vader.
To be fair, you know, you got to remember the time that Anakin, you know, used the Force to feed fruit to Padme.
True.
Bro, the scene before that too, he's being extra too. He is not breathing to scare some bitches. Like, you don't just, a respirator is not something you just suddenly hear. It's always going. He either held his breath or flipped the switch for a little bit and turned that shit off and then turned it back on to scare the fuck out of them as he turned on his lightsaber. That is so extra.
Dude, if I'm the Dark Lord of the Sith, right? Like, and I know that there's absolutely no contest. Of course I'm gonna be doing some extra shit too. Like, I'd be bored out my mind, like, slap blaster, slap blaster, slap blaster, choke dude, crush dude. Of course, I mean, I'm gonna be like, wait, watch this. Let me make a dope ass entrance.
Yeah, I mean, and if you want to critique what, you know, there was no point to force lifting the guy up to the ceiling to cut him in half. That was just, you know, it was just
terror.
Badass.
It was terror. Yes.
And
he was literally just like,
oh,
how much
wrong,
can I do?
I love it, but it's extra as fuck.
Yeah,
totally.
We got so far off of fucking X-Wing.
That's, yeah, okay. It's unscripted.
It's unscripted. Exactly. That's why I love it. It's an excuse for ADHD. Great naming scheme. I wonder who thought of it.
And besides, I can ramble for, you know, a long time on almost any given Star Wars subject. I can ramble for a while on it.
Good.
As can we.
As can we. Sounds like it's French. As can we.
Oh, I thought that was a Kaminoan that I didn't know the name of.
it's the boots. We already got the gloves.
You know that reference, Bill? Have you read the Republic Commando novels?
No, I never did the Republic Commando.
No, I never did it. Just take our word on that one. Do it.
That's my favorite series from Legends. I've reread it like at least 15 times. It's why I love Mandalorian so much.
I've never read them.
Yeah, Republic
Commando. Yeah, there's the four Republic Commando books and then one Imperial Commando book.
Correct.
Okay.
And then like some of those characters, like you've read like Bloodlines and stuff later on, like Fate of the Jedi, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like some of those characters show up, like Kadika and like Mareel, like when Boba's doing his whole like, you know, arc to figure out how to like save himself because he's sick and or whatever.
Barton too.
Yeah, the characters that he talks to are from the Republic Commando books.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very, very good background. Very great story in itself, too. Sad. Very sad story. Very sad.
Super sad, man.
I started, by
and you haven't even you haven't even read that.
I started.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'll be done by... Give me Thursday. I'll be done.
Dude, I...
Just
when
so,
you finish
I don't
want
to hear anything. I don't want to hear anything.
When you call me crying, when you call me crying, don't even say anything. I'll be like, I know, brother. I know.
I hope you know I am going to call. If you get a call from me, answer it. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll answer. Yeah, so the because like Disney bought it around the time that the writer was finishing up that series build, there's like one or two wrap-up books that were never made. So like you get some of that story like later on, like I said, in like Fate of the Jedi and stuff, or the one before that. And then there was another author that took like her notes of what she said what would have happened and like changed it up a little bit and wrote like 15 different fan fiction books for various things that weren't wrapped up in the Legends series. And I read the one that wrapped up all those characters' storylines, and it is such a good book, and I hate every second of it. I hate what happened to all my favorite characters. It's got like, you know, Callista and the whole Eye of Palpatine thing. Like, it's got... it has, like, how she ended up in, as the, like, Force ghost in the machine kind of deal. It has, like, her story there. It has stuff about Palpatine in it. It wraps up those characters, and...
Oh, Captain, it was, Captain.
It was such a good book, and, like I said, I hated every second of reading it because it was just so irreverent to all my favorite characters.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I never read that many of the Vong War books.
No! No, you were so good until you fucking opened your mouth just now. Go back and read those books or else. Or else the monkey gets it. And by the monkey, I mean Winchy.
Well, I mean, I pretty much know the because, you know, I read the New Jedi Order. I read the series after that where Jason fell. Then, of course, New Jedi Order where Jaina kills Jason.
No, New Jedi Order is the Vong.
What's the ones after
Legacy
after
of the Force? Vong?
Legacy of the Force, and then Fate of the Jedi. Yeah.
Yeah, Fate of the Jedi. That's why I was thinking it was the Fate of the Jedi. Sorry, but those, you know, I read those two books, which, you know, J.J. Abrams did a terrible job of adapting into the sequels. I mean, you're going to take one of the few good things that I'm not going to get into. I'm not going to do it.
No, get into it. That's what we're here for.
No, because then we're not going to get back around to the Squadron books.
That's okay. But, it's unscripted.
But you know, when I talked about, you know, I brought up at the start that one of my critiques of the X-Wing books is the cartoonishness of the bad guys, and that part of it they nailed in the sequels of all the cartoonishly bad BBEGs that you had in anywhere
whoa,
in the
whoa,
novel.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Two brain cells, you use an acronym, explain.
Big bad evil guy.
Big bad evil guy, yes.
Oh, me like small words go big phrase.
I run a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, so it's a common nickname for the evil guy. But the inability to write a good bad guy is, I think, one of the things that Mandalorian has kind of fixed this somewhat in terms of just the storytelling of, you know, Star Wars recently, is that a lot of the good guys or a lot of the bad guys just aren't well written. They're not good bad guys, and you know that's one thing that I kind of liked about the Wraith books. Is you had to throw back to Soontra Fell's back. And if you didn't read the Rogue Squadron comic books, you're kind of going like, who the hell is Soontra Fell?
Yeah, exactly.
And then as they go through it, it explains, it's like, okay, this guy married Wedge's sister. Like, oh, okay, there's an awkward Thanksgiving. And
Wedge's sister was Sial, right?
Yeah. Okay. Starfire, I think. You know, totally original, you know, 90s starlet name.
Oh yeah, Starfire. And,
if you do
what is Starfire?
Her stage surname.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, Starfire was her.
Shit. Oh, I learned something new. Damn. Let's go. Maybe I might have known that. I just forgot. But it wasn't. I was like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Okay, I got you.
And then if you get back into like the Rogue Squadron comics that came out before the novels did, and you see and you learn who this guy is. It's like he's the Imperial version of Wedge, who may actually be better than Wedge, because Wedge has shields and this dude's flying around in a squint and he's still alive, and Wedge is flying in an X-Wing that's protected with several shields. So,
he was flying in a squint. See, I'm justified. I'm not racist.
We did a force fact not too long ago, Bill, where Tay was talking about the names of the TIE fighters, and when he was like, one of them's called a squint, we were all like, that sounds a little edgy there, my dude.
And I didn't even think about that. I was like, wait, what? And they fucking tried to clown me for it. I was like, I'm not racist. It's what's in the books.
Yep, I just read it, but I don't remember. Eyeballs. Eyeballs are TIE fighters. Squints are interceptors.
Dupes are bombers.
Dupes. That's what it was. Dupes are bombers. Yeah. And then we're not going to get into like all the uglies and shit like that.
Oh God, so. Not the uglies.
Some of those were just like, okay, you're just really reaching to throw a TIE cockpit on something at this point.
Bro, the fucking X-Wing with the TIE fighter solar panels makes me laugh. It's space dildo. It's basically what it is.
Yes. And so you take the visibility that an X-Wing has and put TIE panels around it so you can't see out the sides of it.
So. I hadn't even envisioned it, but I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell, man?
Oh, dude, have you seen the uglies chart?
No, hold on.
Oh, please look up that image.
You should check that out for some of the nonsense that's come out over the years.
Show me, send it to me, Tay, because I don't. Okay. What am I like you. Uglies?
Oh, here we go. I found it.
Oh, I see like a Lego one. I think of it. Acceptor, the Tia wing. The XY wing brute, the Boo crest.
Well, I mean, you also can't forget the all important TIE tank.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, where they took treads and put it on the ball of a TIE fighter.
Amazing. The Empire does such great things, right?
Fuck, I can't find this chart anymore. There used to be a chart of like all the uglies, like next to each other. Bug.
Yeah, there's the beauty of the TIE tank.
Amazing. Beautiful. That's flawless. I don't know how you could hate that at all. It's the best thing I've ever seen. I drive that tank,
bro. It's actually like a Landsperger.
Yeah,
like
yeah. No, actually, and that actually is new canon too. Apparently, it. Yeah. Okay.
Was it in the cartoons? I guess.
Oh,
no,
I found
actually,
it.
It looks like it's from a comic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Hunter, look at this.
Okay. Acceptor. Okay, yeah. Look at what I found. Somebody made them all in Legos.
Oh, I saw that set. Yeah.
But yeah. Somebody made all these in Legos.
Bro, the Acceptor is so fucking dumb.
The Acceptor.
I kind of like the TIE wing. I'm not gonna lie. Actually,
that was the stupidest one.
Yes, because imagine a bomber with no shields. You catch one stray, you explode. Like it's over.
How does the BB wing work? Oh God!
And not only that, but if you're in the X TIE, you've got no cannons, so you just basically have your proton launchers, and so you're six shots and done.
You might as well just make it. No, you got seven shots, Bill. You know what that seventh shot is.
Well, I mean, yeah, your fighter itself, but
exactly, it's shaped like a torpedo. We'll use it like one.
Yeah.
Thank you guys, everyone, for tuning in. This was a nice little talk about Legends with our pal Bill here. As you know, Winchy and I are like Legends compared to Exotic. Like, Exotic doesn't know shit about Legends, really, and that's some of our me and Winchy's favorite stories. And so to have someone else to talk to it with is actually really awesome. Thank you so much for your time, man. I appreciate you being here too. What was originally supposed to be about mostly X-Wings ended up being just, you know, kind of about X-Wings. You know, we talked about it a little bit, but great stories still. And thank you for talking about them with us.
Yeah.
And we'll be getting Bill back. So stay tuned. We'll get him in here more for some more Legends content for you guys.
Oh.
I hit the wrong button.
Old man.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, old man push buttons. And you know, I'm a 30-year IT professional too. So this is a professional.
Can't all be
I'm screwing up professionally here. I'd love to come back and talk again. This was fun.
Right, well, everyone, absolutely. Be sure to stay tuned for more of our, you know, Legends Talks with Bill. Be sure to follow us on all social media, wherever you get your podcast fixed, at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X, the Force Unscripted on everything else. You can just pop us into whatever search engine you want to use, and you can find everywhere to catch us. But stay tuned. Don't forget Force Facts on Tuesdays, everyone. May the Force be with you, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thank you all for having me.
Of course, me.
Say goodbye.
Oh, bye. Bye. Peace out. Thanks for chilling, guys. Adios. Like, subscribe, hit that bell. Website coming soon. Probably, maybe. There will be a website sometime.